Well, hiring people is hard work and managing performance is hard work. And we have a tool that addresses both of those things, makes both of them much easier and simplifies everything. It's the job scorecard. So what is a job scorecard, right? A job scorecard is something we can use both in evaluating candidates during the hiring process, as well as managing performance over time in one-on-one and performance reviews and things like that. A job scorecard is a really useful tool for it. And it's a far better tool than something like a job description. Job description is some kind of like, I don't know, wishy-washy language that's super HR bureaucratic sounding. And I, in my experience, don't find that helpful. It fills a lot of stuff. It's filled with a lot of generic language and there's just too much in it. The job scorecard, on the other hand, is really, really simple. And the job scorecard we use has these elements. First of all, we've got the title of the job, like, you know, operations manager, and then who the job reports to, the CEO. So simple title and that. Now, I want a headline, like a simple headline about what the operations manager does, right? So the operations manager manages the team, manages the operations for what? For, profitable, low drama execution. Boom. There's a headline for an operations manager. Manages our operations and most of the team for a highly profitable, low drama operation. Great. Now, what are the outcomes? Let's pick 3 to 4 things that this person's accountable for. So it could be low overheads, right? It could be happy customers. It could be A players or a team engagement, right? What are the big things that you really want them worrying about? So happy, engaged team, A players, happy customers, profitable operations, low drama. Okay, good, right? That's a handful of things that an operations manager would want to do. And now let's pick a KPI, a key performance indicator, a metric for each of these things. And you could have a few, but A player ratio might be one. Percent of budget might be another one. Net profit percent. Contribution margin might be another one, right? Number of resolution of problems, customer outages, customer churn. All of these are possible KPIs that we might establish for a job. Now, in managing the performance of the job, we probably also want to establish green, yellow, red levels of performance. So red is like that level below which they're failing in that aspect. Green is they're winning. And you could even establish like the A plus or the super green we have on our job scorecard, super green, green. And then yellow is simply between red and green, right? Anything in there is yellow. So these would be levels that you would establish for those things. So we've thought about our headline, the title. We've thought about the headline description. We've thought about the major outcomes. We picked some numbers for them. Now, what do they actually do? The doingness, the responsibilities, the duties of the job, right? That's next. How do they get those outcomes? By doing certain things. And you could pick 4 or 5 like key things that they do, the top level, not all the granular, super detail, but the high level. And now, finally, are the qualities or skills. What skills, are they a good communicator? Are they a good written communicator, verbal communicator? Are they good with people? What are the kinds of skills they need to have? That's come way down the list because we've thought about what the point of the job is, what outcomes we want them to do. Now we could think about what actually do they really need, right? Everybody needs to be able to, brush their teeth and comb their hair and show up for work on time. But what specifically in that role do they need to do? And then finally, how well does the candidate or incumbent, the person in the job or the person interviewing for the job, fit your company values? So the last thing we'd put on our is the company values. Now, we can use this to review a person in interviewing, but also if you're in the job now and we want to do this, I can have you score yourself. How are you doing on all these areas? And write some comments on how you'd improve them. And then I could do the same and we could compare notes. And now in a matter of a few minutes, we've got an action plan and we've had a one-on-one conversation that helps you to elevate your performance. We've had a coaching conversation in a one-on-one setting using the job scorecard to help you elevate. And it's so much easier. You can get it done in 10, 20 minutes that way and keep people performing up and then not save it for the horrible, awful performance review that comes around in really good companies once a quarter, more often once a year. And then all they really want to know is, am I getting a raise or not? And by then, if they don't know, it's all going to be a big disappointment. So do regular kinds of performance one-on-one coaching conversations with people. Like every couple of weeks is a great one. Small touches more regularly using a simple tool like the job scorecard. Hope that's helpful. We'll talk to you again next time. Keep scaling.